Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
And thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I mentioned last time that this has been such a tether and an anchor for me through all of this, and I'm assuming for you as well. So it's such a lovely venue, a lovely platform for us to gather. So thank you, Luann and the Saybrook community and admin for being willing to hold this down for us. It's much, much appreciated. So as we drop into our practice this morning or this afternoon, wherever you may be, I'm going to lead us through a bit of a body scan that has a loving kindness, self-compassion component. So I first and foremost invite you to find yourself in a comfortable seated position or lying down. So allowing your body to drop into a place that feels most comfortable so you can focus on the joy within the body rather than any pains or strains that you may be experiencing right now. So I'll give us just a brief moment, a long inhale and a long exhale to find that comfortable seat. You're welcome to let the eyes close or maybe settle your gaze down on the earth in front of you or a desk in front of you. And allow your awareness to drop into the belly, starting to feel the inhale and exhale, the rise and fall of each breath. Noticing that by simply bringing your attention into the breath, it may want to change its pattern. Maybe the inhale naturally wants to lengthen. Maybe the exhale naturally wants to lengthen. And simply stepping out of the way of this process and allowing the breath to guide you, lead you, dropping you down deeper into this place of stillness, into this present moment. And gently allowing your awareness to drop all the way down into the feet, down into the toes. And just taking this first breath to notice what's happening in the feet and the toes in this very moment. Maybe you can feel the cool air of the room. Maybe noticing how your foot feels in its sock or shoe. And as your awareness settles into this place in the body, we allow the inhale and exhale to come all the way down into the feet. And allowing with the inhale a simple mantra to come with it, a simple affirmation. As the inhale comes in, may I find peace. And as the exhale gently seeps from the body, may I be free from suffering. Allowing the next inhale to naturally come in, focusing on the feet, breathing loving kindness, compassion. May I find peace. And with the exhale, may I be free from suffering. And gently allowing your awareness to slowly come up the body, noticing the ankles, the lower leg, allowing the breath to gently glide up the body, and with the inhale, may I find peace. And with the exhale, may I be free from suffering. Allowing the inhale to bring nourishment into the body and the exhale to gently soften any tensions, any holdings. May I be free from suffering. Allowing the next inhale to gently come into the body with ease and grace, making its way into the knees. Simply noticing the space that the knees take up in the body, their relationship to the space in the room. And with the inhale, may I find peace. And as the exhale gently seeps from the body, may I be free from suffering. Letting the natural rise and fall of breath make its way up the body into the thighs. Noticing the quads, the hamstrings, maybe recognizing the way that the thighs feel resting on the chair. Letting the inhale bring vitality and nourishment into the body, may I find peace. And letting the exhale gently leave the body, may I be free from suffering. Allowing the exhale and the kindness of your mantra to release any tensions that you may be holding. Allowing the breath to continue up the body, recognizing the way that the weight of the body feels in the seat, noticing the back of the body, the hips, the glutes, bringing your breath into the pelvis. May I find peace. And again, allowing the gentle exhale to bring with it, may I be free from suffering. And the soft rise of your next inhale comes into the belly, filling the low belly with breath, nourishing the organs, breathing vital life force into the body. May I be free from suffering as the exhale gently seeps out of the body. May I find peace as the inhale comes in, warming and nourishing the belly. May I be free from suffering. Takes with it any tensions or pains, softening through the belly, the hips, the pelvis, letting that exhale soften the lower half of the body all the way down into the toes. Allowing the gentle inhale to fill the chest, breathing into the lungs, up into the shoulders. May I find peace. And may I be free from suffering. As the exhale gently softens through the chest, releasing the air from the lungs. Allowing the inhale to come from the shoulders down the arms, recognizing how the arms feel in space, maybe perched upon an armrest or maybe resting on the belly. Letting the hands settle in the lap with that long, beautiful inhale, may I find peace. And the softening of the exhale, releasing any habitual holding in the hands, the fingers, softening through the arms, may I be free from suffering. Allowing your next inhale to come up the back of the body, from the hips up the spine into the shoulder blades, recognizing the way that the body feels resting against a chair. May I find peace as the inhale brings nourishment into the body. And may I be free from suffering. Softening the holding, the tensions. Letting the body rest here in this space. And bringing that gentle inhale up through the chest into the throat. Letting the inhale come all the way into the jaw. May I find peace. On the exhale, releasing everything that you've said today, everything you wish you would have said, you wish you would not have said, letting it all go with that exhale. And may I be free from suffering. Allowing your next inhale to gently glide across the face, recognizing all of our sense organs, breathing into the mouth, the nose, the eyes, and ears. May I find peace as that breath brings nourishment and vitality into the face. May I be free from suffering. As we soften the jaw, allow the ears and the cheeks to be heavy, unfurrow the brow. And with your next breath, allowing that inhale to come all the way up to the top of the head, wrapping around the back of the neck. Breathing into the brain, the mind. May I find peace. As the exhale softens any tensions of the mind, anxieties, worries, and woes, may I be free from suffering. And we gently allow the breath to come back into the belly, using the breath as an anchor to bring us back into this present moment. Full body breath from fingertips to toes, may I find peace. And with the exhale, may I be free from suffering. And as we gently make our way back into the space with our colleagues, our peers, and our friends, we extend the merit of this self-compassion practice out to all of those that we know, that we don't know, that we will meet and that we may never meet. May we all find peace. And may we all be free from suffering. And letting that breath come up from belly to heart center. Continuing to breathe in the merit of the self-compassion and loving kindness from all cells in the body, extending it out to all sentient beings, all those who traverse this beautiful planet. May we all find peace. May we all be free from suffering. And with your next inhale, I gently invite you to open the eyes, taking in the light of the room, coming back into the space, into our community. One more nice long inhale and exhale together. And I want to thank you all so much for being here, for joining us in practice, and for bringing loving kindness and compassion forward to all sentient beings.